This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is the last Tune In with Erica of September. Let's do this. Hey, hello, good morning, good mid-morning, good lunchtime, good afternoon, wherever you are. Even good evening, you may be listening on the other side of the world. It is the last day of September that I'm going to be doing a show, the 29th of September. And I always remember that line. Did you learn that when you were at school? 30 days hath September, April, June and November. All the rest have 31, saving February alone. I remember being taught that at school. Actually, I had to recite it like rote. I've never forgotten it. Anyway, it is the 29th of September and it is lovely to have your company and it's lovely to be here on 1-2 Radio. I am running a chat room as ever and already I can see people coming in through the door. I know Maureen White-Varner is in there. I can see Jean McIntosh, Jennifer Hart, Shirin, just Shirin, Laura Kasdan, Fulton, Renee. It's lovely to have your company. If you want to come and join these gorgeous souls, all you do is look at 12radio.com, look at the menu on the left-hand side. It will bring you into the chat. Or if you're on Facebook, well, just come on in and have a chat. It is lovely to have your company. As ever, I was pondering what to talk about today on the radio, and as ever, my team give me things to talk about. I was actually talking to Jennifer Hart, who's in the room, who is a friend of mine who lives down the road here in Cornwall in the UK, in England. Actually, I shouldn't say that because the Cornish are having a bid for Fifth Nations. So they're actually not, they're not English, they're Cornish because they're Celtic. But anyway, I digress. I just throw that one in. We were having a conversation because I said, what am I going to talk about? And I keep getting this same message about simplicity, about living a simple life. And I got up this morning and looked out of the window, and I am very blessed where I live, and I looked out over the ocean and the dawn was just kissing the tops of the water and everything was golden and bright. And I thought, yeah, this is, I'm so blessed to live here. It is possible for me to live a simple life where I get more opportunity to really filter out the hubris of life. What I'm trying to get at is it's like those moments that hopefully we don't have too often when you've suffered a major life lesson, a major loss. And if you've done that, I hope you haven't had too many, but I think it comes to us all in life. It's part of the process of living. And you lose someone that's very dear to you and life just stops and all the hubris becomes irrelevant and you come into that very quiet place. A friend of mine's just had a major loss and she said, I just feel like life has stopped. I feel detached. And it is that moment when you're just shocked into the current moment and all the rest of it goes away. Well, hopefully what my team are trying to tell me is live with that awareness without having to suffer a major catastrophe or loss is what they're getting at. Because when you're in that moment, when it's when you realize that only love is real, which is the lesson from A Course in Miracles, everything else is actually hubris. And I was taking this thought further on because I was also talking about AI. And in particular, I had seen a very lovely AI piece of cats set to music. But I was puzzled by it. So I sent it to a digital media creator who I know and said, is this CGI or is this AI? And she instantly came back and said, oh, it's AI. You can tell it immediately because it has this dreamy lighting quality. And I thought, ooh, that just triggered something in my mind, the word dreamy, because AI is very dreamy. It gives us what we want to see. It creates a world, well, worlds obviously that don't have a reality really. There aren't cats in various forms of Celtic clothing and armor dancing to music. Well, not that I've spotted recently, but it's this idea of the AI being seductive. The word dreamy lighting just completely triggered me. I thought, okay, yeah, I've got this. And the AI cork is well and truly out of the bottle. We can't put it back. It's with us, and it's going to be with us increasingly. So what I'm talking about is I think we need to be very aware of what it can do. I mean, there are all those AI things. If you're on social media, you know exactly what I mean. Celebrities who've been, the face has been put onto other bodies or all sorts of things. You have to be very careful what you're looking at and what you believe. It has never been so never been so easy to create something that's not true, but and yet something that we might want to believe is true. It's very, very seductive. And I do get it. AI is going to have incredible uses, particularly in the world of medicine. But in the wrong hands, it's also very seductive. So I think this is what my angelic team are trying to tell me. Be very mindful, be very aware. And I threw a card out of my Angel Wisdom deck this morning, said, come on, one for the show. What do you want me to tell people? Where do I focus generally today? And interestingly, it's the Seven of Swords. Seven of Swords is a card of deception. And the Seven of Swords, it's saying in this context, because that's what I asked it about, where are you deceiving yourself? You're believing something because you want to believe it because it looks nice. So go beyond that and look and think, who would get something out of this? Why might I be being shown this? Is it kind? Is it real? Is it loving? And I think the only way round this dilemma, and it is a dilemma, and I think it's going to get harder and harder to sort out what is true and what is not, is to go back into love. The simplest thing, that's why my angelic crew are saying simplicity, simplicity, simplicity. Strip it back to what matters, not this beautiful dreamy lit scene that we might be being presented with. So that's what they wanted me to tell you today, starting off. I am going to go into this chat room and just let me give it a refresh. Bear with me. I've done something to my wrist. I was wearing a special cast. I haven't broken it. I've torn a tendon and I've had to take it off to operate my mouse, but I'm not as competent. Not that sometimes I am competent on this mouse, but I'm a little bit slower today than perhaps I usually am. So good morning to Maureen Whitevarner. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Jean McIntosh, Laura Kazdan Fulton. Good morning to Jennifer Hart, Tara, Elizabeth Holowati, Joni Thompson, Quelly as well is in there. And also I've got to give a shout out to Erin, who I know can't get in the chat room, but she does listen. You're asking for readings. I will go in there and do your readings. You're going to have to bear with me. I'm a little slower today with this wrist. I've developed a new way to do it because I can't hold the weight of the cards in that left hand and shuffle. It tweaks the tendon. So I've figured out a way to rest my wrist on the top of my desk and do it that way. And I will go in there and give you a reading as we go along. But first, I just wanted to share a story that came up on my Facebook feed as I was waiting to go on air. And I thought, is that relevant? And I thought, actually, yes, it is, because I was saying this thing about simplicity, this thing about the moment sometimes that we're given in when we're shocked into standing still in the exact moment we're in. And this is a lovely story. Well, it has a happy ending from 1982. And it was on a television show. And the gentleman concerned was in the audience. Again, it's not fake. It was real. And it concerns a flight. And it's a British Airways flight. And it was going from Kuala Lumpur to Perth in Australia. And it flew into a cloud of dust, an eruption of the Javanese Mount Galunggung. I think that's how you say it. And this dust melted into the combustion engines of this giant aircraft, stopped all four engines. It also sandblasted the windscreen so the pilots couldn't see out and disabled the autopilot. Now, if that's not a moment that makes you take a sharp intake of breath and now what, nothing much will do. So the crew couldn't see out. They're wondering what to do. And then the captain, his name is Captain Eric Moody. I love this man. Came on to the intercom to the passengers. He's got 427 passengers behind him and the crew. Their lives are in his hands. And he said very calmly, "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. We have a small problem. All four engines have stopped. We're all doing our damnedest to get them going again, and we trust that you're not in too much distress. Thank you." I mean, can you imagine sitting on the aircraft? Apparently by this time all the oxygen masks were starting to drop down, so people did know that the aircraft was in a problem. And it was at 37,000 feet at that point, and it coasted down. He was gliding it, and he got it to about 13,000 feet, literally gliding it, unable to see, no autopilot, having to fly it the old-fashioned way. And because he was heading straight ahead to Perth, obviously that won't do. The nearest airport was Jakarta, but in order to get to Jakarta, he had to literally do a complete U-turn, flying blind. Couldn't see out the windscreen, no engines. And you know, with an aircraft, you have to bank it to turn it. Anyway, fortunately, at 13,000 feet, one of the engines restarted. And 90 seconds later, a second engine started. And not being able to see at all, he landed this aircraft in Jakarta to a huge round of applause from everybody, I would have imagined. But they were asking him on the TV show, "How did you stay so calm?" And he came up with a couple of memorable quotes. That first of all, they said, "How did it feel to do this?" And he said, "It was a bit like negotiating one's way up a badger's ass." Only a British pilot could come up with that. I love the man. And they said to him, "But how did you stay so calm? You've got 427 people's lives and the crew's lives in your hands. How did you do that?" And he said, he just shrugged and he said, "What else could I do?" So I love that, and I want to share that with you today, because it is one of those moments when he's right. What else could he do? He could be either be in a flat panic, which would have served nobody, especially him, as he was trying to fly this aircraft with no engines, absolutely blind. Or you just think, okay, I'm in this moment. What are my options? And it is that quote from Pirates of Caribbean, lovely Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow, another captain. What matters in life, actually, is what a man can do and what a man can't do. So those are my thoughts to share today. And I'm looking at the clock and I must get on with your readings. So I also have a confession to make. I haven't written my starscopes yet for October. We've only got a couple of days left. So if you want to see the September ones, don't forget to go on the front page of One to Listen, and you'll get all the scopes from my colleagues. And they're up there for another couple of days before the algorithm changes them all to the October scopes. And hopefully I will get mine up there. Okay, let me have a look in this chat room and see how I'm doing. I'm just going to tip most relevant into all comments and see who's in there. So good morning, lovely teddy bear hug from Maureen White Varner. You would like a message as you're waiting to hear news from your credit union. You're buying a new car. Oh, wish I was. Actually, no, I love my car. I do love my car, but she is getting a bit long in the tooth. So let's see what Maureen's message for the day about buying this new car is. Bear with me. I say I am a little slower because I'm having to change the way I shuffle. Ooh, that one flew out. I think it's going to happen because I've got the Hermit, which is a major arcana card. It's quite a slow energy, this, so don't be pushing forward. It means it will happen when it's meant to happen. And it's shining a light. The shining light is what's catching my attention. It comes with Archangel Raziel, the Keeper of Secrets. So I think you will get this, but maybe you need to shine a light onto something. That will make sense to you when it happens. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Jean McIntosh. Your blessed grandpa was a Libra. You would like a card. I was supposed to be born on his birthday. Okay. So let's clear the deck for Jean and ask for a card. Oh, there we go. All these major arcana cards this morning. I have another major arcana card. It's release. It comes with Archangel Azrael. Now, it's interesting because Azrael is the archangel who guides us from this life to our next part of our journey. And that's what this release card is about. He's in a field full of beautiful white flowers with a beautiful white unicorn and beautiful pillars behind him. The messages that you're going through there. The message on the card is release. This is a card of transformation. So it makes me wonder, as you're saying this, whether your grandpa is with you. Because this is a card about transitioning from one life to the next. And if ever there was a card in this deck, this would be the one saying your loved ones are with you. So I would say, from you intending and putting that message in this chat room, that he is shining his light on you, Jean. And that is absolutely lovely. Good morning to Laura Kasdan Fulton. You would like a message. Okay, so a message for Laura, please. What does Laura need to know for her highest good? Whoa, there we go. I say I'm a bit cack-handed today with holding this. Okay, you have a fire card, Laura. It's the nine of fire and it has a full moon on it. And we are coming up to the full moon actually on the 6th of October, which is next Monday. And it's a full moon, I think, in Pisces. I think I'm right in saying that. It's also my birthday. As indeed, I think it is, I can't remember, Maureen White-Varner, whether we're born on the same day. I know we're close. Anyway, this is a card about protecting what you have created. Being prepared. Never giving up. Because the fire cards are our passion. If you're stuck, ask your angels for help. It's very much a card about environmental activism and animal rights, which are always very dear to my heart. So you may find yourself drawn to things like that, or at the very least, standing by your beliefs, standing up for what you believe is true and real and loving, my team are telling me. So I hope that is helpful to you. Moving down this list, good morning to Jennifer Hart, who's just down the road here in Cornwall. You just made it home in time after bumping into and chatting with a couple of people in town. Lovely. We were going to meet and then I chickened out of going into town because I didn't want to deal with the roadworks. So Jennifer, what card, clear, what card have I got for Jennifer today? What does Jennifer need to know for her highest good? Oops. Bear with me, being a bit cack-handed with these cards. There we go. Whoops, I must not drop the cards. And I have. Oh, bear with me. That flew out of the deck and landed on the floor. You've got two interesting ones, Jennifer, because you've got, I'm going to start with the Major Arcana card, which comes with Archangel Jeremiah, who's the Archangel of Justice. And it's renewal. So I would think that you are going to get some clarity on things in your life. This is a card about balance and renewal. And I've also got it with another very calming card, because just for the details, I've got the Four of Air. Air is our thoughts. And this card has got a beautiful warrior, but she's taken her armor off and she's sitting meditating in front of a beautiful window marked Pax for peace. And it's insights that come from that, being in that very calm place and not needing is the word that my team give me, to push forward. You can push forward, and I know you have recently. So now's, I would say, is the calm in which things balance or come to light or find justice. So let us cross our fingers and hope for the good on that one. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth, who's put a lovely cup of coffee up. I have a cup of tea here. Good morning to Joni. Nice to have you here. You say nice to hear you. Nice to have you here, Joni. You would like a card. Okay, I can see new people coming in the room as well. Bear with me. I will refresh in a minute. So a card for Joni, please, if I may. What does Joni need to know today? There we go. Another lovely fire card. This one is the Four of Fire. It's a very homely card, this. It's got a lovely couple in front of a house. It's about Even though it's a fire card, which is our passion, it is very much to do with hearth and home and being very grateful for where we live and how we live and bringing peace and contentment into your personal life. So I hope that is a good message for you, Joni. Good morning to Quelly. Good morning to Kat Garner, who would like a card. Okay, so Kat, what card can I pull for Kat today? For Kat's highest good. What do you want to say, team? Let me just balance my hand. That's better. I've got a better grip now. There we go. All these fire cards. If I'm not doing major arcana cards, I've got another fire card. This is the Knight of Fire. This has a new moon on it, and this night is moving very quickly. So look back, Kat, to what were you wishing for? Where were you emotionally, mentally, spiritually at the new moon, which was last weekend? We had that massive, we had the eclipse, we had the new moon. This is about being passionate and confident and moving forward. And it can be about relationships, but I think this means relating to things in life. So did something awaken in you on that new moon that is now going to come to some kind of fruition, to fullness with this full moon next Monday? Have a think about that and empower it if there was something. Good morning to Elizabeth. You would like a message as well. So clear the decks. How am I doing? Gosh, I've only got 3 minutes left. So a message for Elizabeth, please. Thank you. This is an Earth card. It is the Two of Earth. This is always a card about balancing, about juggling time and practicality. So look at your work-life balance when you've got this card. Are you spinning so many plates? Can you, again, going back to the original message my guides gave me, can you simplify life in some way so that what is important gets your attention? That's what I would say. Your brain hasn't been braining very well recently, Elizabeth says. Yes, I know the feeling. Tara, Elizabeth would love a card as well. How long have I got? I've got 1 minute. Very quickly. Okay. Suzanne, I can see there as well. There's a card for Tara Elizabeth. There we go. Wondering what next week would look like. Lively, I would say. Again, a fire card. A page of fire about being optimistic and creative. And if you're awaiting news, or you might hear an exciting opportunity. And again, I've got this new moon there. So what were you thinking of? What were you intending with that new moon that we've just had? Maureen says waiting to rush the credit takes time. Yes, it does. One more very quickly. I can see Kerry has come in the room and you would like a message. So let me just do a card for Kerry. Just about get there. Okay, Kerry. Interestingly, Kerry, I've got this Seven of Air that I was talking about at the beginning of the show. It's always a card of looking below the surface or below the horizon or reading between the lines very carefully. Is what you're being shown or is what's being said the full story? That may make sense to you as the week progresses. Okay, that is it. I am actually out of time. I know Mark Husson is waiting in the wings and apparently he's going to be talking about social change. So I am really, really, really looking forward to hearing that. As ever, thank you for your company today. It has flown by. You are absolute treasures to come in the chat room with me. And hello to you as well, wherever you are, whenever you are, even if you're listening to the On Demand. I will be back at the same time next week when hopefully I will be taking you through my October starscapes. Until then, lots of love and bye-bye.